Tu amepsius animam petransibit gladius, ut revelentur ex multis cordibus cogitationes. Thy own soul a sword shall pierce, that out of many hearts thoughts may be revealed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Among the many sufferings that afflicted our blessed Lord on the dolorous path from the Praetorium of Pilate to Calvary, the whips and blows, the agonizing thirst, the heat of day, the nails and spear and manifold disgrace, the thought of the many men for whom his sacrifice would be in vain by their fault, there was yet an affliction whose sting was far more painful to the Sacred Heart of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his beautiful work, The Cross of Jesus, the 17th century Dominican Louis Chardon identifies this sorrow, the grief of our Lord Jesus Christ to see the agony in the Immaculate Heart of Mary, of which his own passion was the sorrowful source. More painful to Jesus than any nail was the sight of the mystical sword piercing the Immaculate Heart of his Blessed Mother. As their combined agony and our salvation reached their zenith, when our Lord turned Satan's greatest victory into his everlasting defeat, among the greatest of wounds wrought upon the Sacred Heart would indeed be the sight of his sorrowful mother, the sorrow of the Immaculate Heart transfixed before him below. However, there is a less obvious pain, too, of a heart that would not be there. And at this sacred moment on Calvary, that heart lives on only in memory. Where is the guardian of the Virgin? Where is the husband of Mary? Where is our patriarch, Saint Joseph? 33 years before the moment when our salvation would be consummated, Joseph and Mary stand before the priest Simeon, holding the child Jesus in his arms. And if yesterday's meditation on the circumcision saw Joseph grieving together with Mary at the suffering of their divine infant entrusted to them, today at the presentation, we contemplate the sorrows of Mary through the eyes of our faithful Saint Joseph. At the moment of the presentation, as the Gospel according to Saint Luke tells us, the priest Simeon, quote, blessed them and said to Mary his mother, behold, this child is set for the fall and for the resurrection of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be contradicted. And thy own soul a sword shall pierce, that out of many hearts thoughts may be revealed. Thy own soul a sword shall pierce. The bond that unites Joseph and the Blessed Virgin Mary is not only real, as His Eminence Cardinal Burke explained at length during last year's celebration of our patron's feast, but the holiness of these two hearts, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, the purest heart of Joseph, ensures their perfect unity. What affects one heart inevitably affects the other. United that they are, Simeon opens before the Blessed Virgin and Saint Joseph a greater insight into the prophecies of which they were already well aware. The prophet Isaiah had foreseen that the Messiah would be a suffering servant, quote, by whose stripes we are healed. Joseph and Mary knew this passage and the many other prophetic passages by heart. However, it is becoming clearer now, in the words of Simeon, that the Blessed Virgin will stand by her divine Son, intimately united to him in his suffering in the highest moment of our redemption. It is also clear that she will do so alone. Yes, on Calvary, she will be surrounded by faithful women, by the great Saint John, Saint Mary Magdalene. But what help can these hearts offer to her when the purest heart to which she had been perfectly united by marriage will be absent. At the moment of her greatest sorrow, Mary will be without Joseph. As Father Donald Calloway explains in his luminous book, Consecration to Saint Joseph, in Simeon's prophecy, both Joseph and Mary understand that when that fateful moment comes, Joseph will not be there to protect Jesus. Joseph will not be there to protect her. Just as Father Chardon sees in the sufferings of Mary the greatest suffering of Jesus, how can we not see that the sufferings of Mary, by this prophecy, become too the greatest suffering of Joseph? The mystical sword destined for the Immaculate Heart pierces the purest heart of Saint Joseph also, as Father Calloway says, at this very moment. Behold, this child is set for the fall and for the resurrection of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be contradicted, and thy own soul a sword shall pierce, that out of many hearts thoughts may be revealed. Indeed, the thoughts of many hearts are revealed by the divine revelation of love that we are witness to on Good Friday. Our Savior has left us no choice. He must either be a charlatan and a liar, or he is the martyr, the true witness to the everlasting love of God the Father. The moment of grace will come in every life when each of us will have to reckon with the cross. Here is such a moment for Saint Joseph. Though he is silent, we may nevertheless discern, as we have been doing during this preparatory novena for his great feast, we may discern the movements of his purest heart. As the great penitent and apostle of the Rosary, Blessed Bartolo Longo, meditates, saying to our saint, quote, O most sensitive heart of Saint Joseph, who resembling the tender heart of Mary, felt the sorrows of the Most Holy Mother, tell me, what did you feel hearing the terrible prophecy of Simeon? Yet, with what generosity, with what silence, an unalterable resignation, did you accept from the hands of God even the sword of sorrow for our good? How can I show you my thanks? O my sweetest saint, I too want to imitate your generosity, and to any painful news, I will say with you, God's will be done. On Calvary, the Blessed Virgin Mary participates in our redemption by offering her divine Son together with him by the special bond that unites her to him as his Virgin Mother. In a secondary, less perfect, but no less real way, Saint Joseph offers the adoration of his purest heart before the will of Almighty God that wishes to use the sacrifice of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the transfixion of the Immaculate Heart of Mary for our salvation. Joseph offers his fatherhood and his marriage to the eternal designs of the Father. Joseph opens his eyes of faith to the world waiting to be born, born mystically of the Blessed Virgin Mary. She knew not birth pains in giving Jesus Christ to the world, but her participation in our spiritual birth through his cross would demand unspeakable suffering of her Immaculate Heart. It is the true suffering of birth pains seen in vision by St. John the Apostle and Evangelist in his Apocalypse, quote, A great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. And being with child, she cried, travailing in birth, and was in pain to be delivered. End quote. She is in pain to deliver our redemption, to deliver her Son in our hearts. Joseph glimpses the innumerable souls who will be saved by his divine Son, our Lord, and by the intercession of his Immaculate Bride, Our Lady. And in the silence of his purest heart, he utters a fiat of no less consequence than that of Our Lady, "Thy will be done," suffering a holy martyrdom thereby that delights the whole company of heaven. What greater joy, therefore, to answer for this sorrow can we offer to our Father and Patron than to show him that his loving suffering, that the suffering of his bride and of his Son have not been for us in vain? What greater joy can hearten the purest heart of Saint Joseph than to see us perfectly and wholeheartedly resigned to our Lord's divine will, as he himself was? What greater joy can hearten his heart than to see us console our sorrowful mother by the homage of our being and life every day, by the loving recitation of her most holy rosary, just as he would strive to console her every day for the rest of his earthly life, in order to help prepare her for that moment when her love would conquer death and her sorrow would save us from sin? Finally, with Father Calloway, let us meditate on the memories of the Blessed Virgin during our Lord's sorrowful passion. Joseph was spared the tortures of Calvary, but, quote, Mary brought him there in her heart. The memories of the many ways Joseph consoled her while he lived then spoke strength to her amidst unspeakable suffering. May we therefore imitate our blessed patron, Saint Joseph, by our loving devotion to Mary now, especially as we near the threshold of Holy Week, so that she may remember us too at the foot of the cross of her divine Son on this coming Good Friday. May our loving resignation and the sincere sacrifice of our self-will be a source of joy to these three holy hearts. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.